We've reached one of the favorite swimming pools of Vrindavan. Otherwise known as Krishna Kund. You see that going up that flight of stairs, all the way up, there's a raised platform on that end. That's very important for this Leela that took place here. Back to Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal escaped and Krishna was caught. But the roles were reversed later on. Krishna and the cowherd boys and Madhu Mangal were very expert at breaking into the storerooms to steal the milk products of the residents here in Varsana. So the ladies of Varsana would lodge their complaints. Of course it was loving. But their complaint was, your son, Gopal, he is so bad. He steals from our storerooms all the time. And Mother Jasoda said, how could that be? Do you have any idea how many cows Nanda Maharaj has? He has 900,000 cows. And all those cows give profuse milk because they're so happy being in the care of Gopal. There's no shortage of milk in the storeroom of Nanda Maharaj. Are you sure? They said, we're sure. He steals regularly. How can you say this? You must know. He's a thief. No. I'll tell you, if you can catch him in the act, you catch him stealing, then I'll punish him. Oh, we'll catch him. To be sure, we'll catch him. We'll set a trap. So they left the storeroom open, a little crack, knowing that the gopas wouldn't be able to resist sneaking into the storeroom when no one was looking. And when they snuck into the storeroom, they locked the door from the outside so the gopas couldn't get out. And they went to get Mother Jasoda. And when they went to get Mother Jasoda, the cowherd boys were in big anxiety. Now we're really in trouble. They've locked us in. And Krishna said, don't worry. You see that opening up there to let ventilation, nice fresh air to come in so no, the milk products don't sour? We'll just stack up so many milk pots and climb right out the window. And so they all climbed right out the window. And the last one to climb out the window was Madhu Mangal. And if any of you have seen nice paintings of Madhu Mangal, you'll recognize him by two special qualities. One is he's wearing a Brahmin's thread, because he's a Brahmana. And another, he has a big belly, because he likes sweets too much. Especially Laddu, very fond of Laddus. So he climbed through the window, the first part of his body, but the other part of his body wouldn't fit through the window. And it got stuck in the window. And he couldn't go this way and he couldn't go that way. He was stuck in the window. And his two legs were kicking and wiggling and he couldn't do anything. And the gopis came in and they caught him. They grabbed the hold of his legs and pulled him back into the storeroom. Aha! We've caught you! Now you're in big trouble. We're going to have to punish you for stealing a brahmana. Stealing, how sinful. Madhu Mangal said, don't you know who I am? I'm the son of one of the most elevated brahmanas in the whole land. How could you accuse me of stealing? Oh, we're going to tie you up and cause you big trouble. Madhu Mangal was in anxiety. And what does a devotee do when they're in big anxiety? What to do? What to do? Krishna! Krishna, you are my shelter. You are my dearmost friend. I have no one else to turn to except you. Krishna! Please come and help. So just like Draupadi, hey Krishna, hey Govinda. Immediately Krishna came. Only he didn't come as unlimited sari this time. He came to chastise the cowherd women of Braja. Do you know what you are doing? You are making for yourself a big offense. Even if a brahmana does some wrong, he should be excused. You want to punish a brahmana. What is your position? You're going to get a big reaction if Madhu Mangal doesn't forgive you. And the words of Krishna moved their hearts, and they thought, oh, we've done a very wrong thing. Krishna, what should we do to make up for our wrong behavior? You have to worship the brahmana and beg his forgiveness and make any offering to him that he wants. So they sat him on that throne up there, and they worshipped him like one worships the personality of Godhead, very opulently for Vraja standards. And they fell at his feet and begged again and again for forgiveness, and asked, what is it that we can offer to you so that you will extend your kind forgiveness to us? So you know what he wanted. Big pile of laddus. And Madhu Mangal sat and ate all the laddus that they brought. Big pile of laddus. And then he forgave them and said, just never do this again. I can forgive you once, but don't make the same mistake again. So in this very place, Krishna Kund, this Leela took place. And another meeting place of Radha and Krishna was here. Of course, the whole of Varsana is especially a nice meeting place. Up on this hill here, see a nice little temple called Mor Kutir. And this building is in the way, you can't see, but when we were coming through the courtyard, you could very easily see a very large building, Man Mandir. Because of time, we're not going up this hill or up that hill, but we can gesture to them and describe very briefly the Leela. Up on this hill, many peacocks would gather, especially in this hill. So Radha and Krishna would sit together and watch the peacocks dance, especially in the winter season. Dance and dance and dance. And when the peacock, male peacock, spreads his feathers, makes a big fan, we've seen, most of us have seen, the big spread of the tail feathers of the peacock. So when the peacock was dancing like that, Radharani was smiling very happily. And Radha, knowing Radha's mind, Krishna got up and he assumed the form of a peacock and he began dancing like a peacock along with the other peacocks. And Radharani became so happy, she assumed the form of a peahen and she began dancing with Krishna. And Radha and Krishna were dancing, performing this wonderful Leela together. And just like we're visiting now, 2009, almost finished. But as the years and years and years would pass, this wonderful Leela would be continuously performed by Radha and Krishna, and the residents of Varsana and Vraja would know that this is that place where this Leela is being performed. So many generations later, one sadhu resided and was doing his bhajan up on this hill. And he very much desired to see this Leela. Not just, he worshipped the Leela and he meditated deeply upon the Leela and he wanted to see the Leela. But he didn't feel himself qualified in particular. He was blind. But his devotion was so pure that in a dream, Srimati Radharani appeared. Merciful Srimati Radharani, the queen of Varsana, appeared in his dream and instructed the Brahmana that you have such pure devotion and such attachment for this Leela that Krishna and I will personally give you darshan of this Leela on one condition. The condition is that you must paint one painting depicting that Leela that you see so that others can also see. And don't worry, even though you're blind, we will help you perform this service of making a nice painting. The Brahmana was in ecstasy. And if you can show me the Leela, certainly you can make me paint the Leela. So he accepted her condition, and Radha and Krishna showed that pastime to him. And then following their instruction, there's no, whatever you have here in India, there's no art store. You can go and buy brushes and paints and an easel and everything already made up. What do? When you're in Vrindavan, what to speak of, you're blind. But he gathered the minerals, gathered the little fibers to make the brush, tied the fibers of the brush together, put a stick on the end and made his paintbrush, and painted a beautiful painting of Radha and Krishna dancing in the mood of peacocks. And that painting is in the temple at the top of the hill. So next time when you come, you have more time than we have now, you can walk up those stairs, if your legs are nimble enough, very steep hill, and you can see that nice painting, and otherwise there are photographs of that nice painting that are readily available. And on this hill over here is Man Mandir, very large temple, a very beautiful temple, a temple built to establish or commemorate the mood of Srimati Radharani when she would become angry with Krishna. Of course, that's not the only place she would go when she would become angry with Krishna, but it's one of the standard places where she would go when she became angry with Krishna. And because her anger towards Krishna was simply to attract Krishna to adopt a mood of submission unto her, Krishna, being unable to bear the separation of Srimati Radharani, would come and place his head at her feet and beg for forgiveness, just like in the writings of Jayadev Goswami. There's one place in his writings, Gita Govinda, where he describes pastime like that. And many other places. So, this temple commemorates that mood of Srimati Radharani. There's a very wonderful book written by Jiva Goswami. When I think of Jiva Goswami, primarily I think of his super excellent, superb, exposition of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of his Sandarbhas. Most elevated writings. Just like some of you probably have read Sri Brahma Samhita. And Sri Brahma Samhita is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's translation of Jiva Goswami's commentary on Sri Brahma Samhita. And that Sri Brahma Samhita is so elevated. Have any of you tried to read it? And had to keep a dictionary by your side and wonder, maybe next lifetime I'll be able to read this book. Because it's so elevated. That's Jiva Goswami. But at the same time, Jiva Goswami wrote other literatures like Madhav Mahotsav, which is a leela in which, leela of Radha and Krishna, in which Radharani is crowned the queen of Vraja. It's an amazing, intricate leela, but one part of the leela I'll share with you. There's an arrangement for Radha and Krishna to meet. Krishna gets distracted because there's one duty, a messenger of Chandravali that finds Krishna and says that Chandravali is waiting and there's some conversation, and one of Radha's messengers goes to find out where Krishna is, and the messenger of Chandravali says that, oh, your Radha is simply going to have to wait because Krishna is detained with Chandravali in a very quiet, secluded place. She'll just have to wait. So when Krishna comes late, Lalita gives him the sauce. She lets him have it. And Krishna, she won't even let Krishna come near the place where Radha is. And Radha has already left and gone in a sulking mood in a secluded place. And even Purnamasi becomes alarmed because Krishna becomes devastated. Krishna is ready to give up his life without Radha. What is life? There's no life, there's no meaning to life without Srimati Radharani. So Purnamasi goes looking for Radha, along with Lalita and Vishakha. They go to look for Radha. And finally, they find out the place where Radha is, and she's inside a house, and I'm going to paraphrase. They listen at the door, and Radha's talking to herself. You know, it's said that crazy people talk to themselves. She was in a crazed state talking to herself in the following way. She said, I don't know how this happens. Krishna is my life and soul. I know no one but him. Without Krishna, I have no life. And sometimes these moods overcome me when I become so angry and I turn my back on Krishna and go the other direction. I don't know what's going on because without Krishna I have no life. I don't understand it. What's wrong with me? And she's in such a state of lamentation. She breaks down crying and crying and crying. Why am I doing this? And Purnamasi comes in and places her affectionate arm around Radha and calms Radha and says it's just the will of the Supreme. But don't worry about it. Right now, here's something you need to worry about. Krishna may give up his life in his feelings of separation from you. You must come at once. Please, Radha. Give up this sulking mood. Give up this unhappy mood and come with me at once to meet with Krishna, save his life. Radha's mood immediately changes and she's ready to go with Lalita and Vishakha and Purnamasi to go pacify Krishna. And after meeting again with Krishna, Krishna promises, you are the queen. We'll make a big festival and we'll crown you. What, there's a detailed description of days of festivals of crowning Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan, with Krishna as the guest of honor. And the book is called Madhav Mahotsav, although it's about Radha becoming the queen. This is Jiva Goswami's brilliance. So her Man Leela, it's entirely arranged by the internal potency of the Lord, because Radha has nothing but Krishna, just like we heard in the birth of Srimati Radharani. She said nothing, heard nothing, spoke nothing, except in relation to Krishna. Her life and soul is Krishna. There's nothing for Radha except Krishna. So these leelas of anger of Radha, as signified by this Man Mandir, it's just to enrich the pastimes of Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Govinda Dev Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari.